In today's yin yoga class, we are going to be pulling and pressurizing the tissues of the upper back, neck, and shoulders, which affects the small intestine meridian. This allows you to sort what's important from what's not important, not only in your food, but also mentally, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually. March is Meridian March in our membership community. That means that each day we offer you classes for your meridians in our daily yoga connection. That means daily yoga for your meridians every day in March. On the third Sunday of every month, our members enjoy a two-hour yin yoga workshop with two-way video called Yindulgence. Here we're able to explore the principles of yin yoga super in-depth with a 90-minute long yin yoga class followed by a discussion of your insights and questions about yin yoga. To become a member of our community, go to melissawest.com/membership. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. I know that people that choose yin yoga classes like this are incredibly committed to a yin yoga class that goes into depth to an ancient tradition of traditional Chinese medicine that's going to affect the meridian channels and also get really deep into the body and the mental, emotional aspects of traditional Chinese medicine and the meridians as well. So let's get right to that by starting to center and ground ourselves by resting back with the bolster underneath our knees for the smooth flow of qi. So feel the support of the earth underneath you. And just notice the connection between the ground and your upper back, the backs of your shoulders. Notice the length of your neck here. Notice how open you feel along your the front of your chest and your shoulder girdle here. And also just tune into your energetic body and notice how the qi is flowing through your body at this time. And then you can go ahead and stretch out. And we're going to come to a comfortable seated position. So that might be kneeling on a block for you, or sitting on a chair, or sitting cross-legged on a meditation cushion. You're probably going to need a bolster, some folded blankets today, a meditation cushion, maybe a block and a strap. So you're going to sit on a meditation cushion today. And you're going to start with taking your right hand behind your back, holding onto it with your left hand and just gently drawing it across. And then lowering your left ear to your left shoulder. And let's just begin by remembering the principles of yin. So we want to find that appropriate edge. So it's with yin yoga, it's not about the aesthetic shapes. It's not about creating a pretty picture for our Instagram. It's about feeling the sensations from the inside. So if you're feeling it, you're doing it. And we want to affect the small intestine meridian here. We want to pull and pressurize the tissues of the small intestine meridian, which I'll tell you about in detail in a moment, but basically runs along the back of the neck, along the back of the upper shoulders, and through the shoulder girdle. So we find that appropriate edge. And then we resolve to be still. We soften. And we stay for a while. So with these upper body meridian poses, I find it's more useful to stay in the shorter range of time. Around 3 minutes we'll be staying in these poses. Now there's always movement in the pose, even though we're still. So it may be at some point the pose just opens up for you a little bit, and you can allow that opening to happen and drop more deeply into it. But it's not really the aim of the pose. We're just coming to that appropriate edge, somewhere between too much and too little, something that you can stay with for a while and be soft with. Remember, you want to be soft. Here we're going to come back to the center and just pause in the middle and feel that rebound. So you'll probably feel a rush of blood into the right side of your neck and your right shoulder. And then we're going to go ahead and do the small intestine meridian on the other side, on the left side. So you'll take your left hand, you'll place it behind your back, you'll hold onto it with your right hand, and then just slowly lower your right ear to your right shoulder just until you can feel it. So not trying to really overdo it to go to the hardest edge. So your small intestine meridian begins at the outer tip of your little finger, and it runs along the back edge of your hand, through your wrist, upward along the outer forearm, and upper arm to your shoulder. After circling the back of the shoulder, so it's the backs of the shoulders, it meets the governing vessel meridian. And here it branches with one of the branches going inside the body and descending down through the heart, the diaphragm, and the stomach before ending at the small intestines. Another branch ascends along the side of the neck, so that's what we're working right now, the side of the neck, to the cheek and the outer corner of the eye, where then it goes down to the ear. Another small branch leaves the cheek to run along the inner eye, where it meets the urinary bladder meridian. So if you think about the side of the neck, the backs of the shoulders, the shoulder, I mean, upper back, neck, and shoulders is pretty much what everybody requests in terms of classes. Small intestine meridian. Okay, you're slowly going to come back to the center and release the small intestine meridian on the right side. Sorry, the left side for you. And just pause here and feel the flow of chi. Just notice if those channels don't feel more open for you right now. Side of neck, back of shoulders, outside of arms. Okay, we're going to come to our next pose, which is going to be a modified eagle's pose. We're going to lie down on your belly, and it's a good idea to have a pillow or a folded blanket here. So I've got a folded blanket in front of me. Okay, for this one, you're going to place your left arm up, and then your right arm is going to come on top of it. And well, there's a few options, actually. You can just bring your elbows together and your palms together so that you can feel you're pulling and pressurizing the tissue on the outside of your arms through your triceps there. Or you can bring your right arm on top and bring the backs of your hands together, or maybe the palms of your hands together. And it's gonna be different on both sides, so it's not gonna be the same. It's kind of like modified eagles combined with Sphinx pose, so you get a bit of both in here. And you can rest your head against your hands here. So again, you know, this might be a new version of a pose for you. I know it's for me. So feel how it's pulling and pressurizing the tissues across your upper back here, along the outsides of your arms, and also it's pressurizing your kidneys as well. And because it's a new pose, don't be shy about feeling around until you find that appropriate edge. And once you find it, then allow yourself to become still and soft and to stay for a while. So the small intestine is 6 meters or 20 feet long. And its job is to sort through the food that comes in through the small intestine and to absorb what is useful into the bloodstream and to pass along what is not. Okay, so we're going to slowly and gently, carefully release this side from our body and lower down just to feel the rebound. You might even want to just take your arms down by the side of your body. Okay, and I'm actually just going to come up into seal pose just for a moment, open up the chest because that one opens up the back so much. Just a little bit of a counter pose there for a moment. And then we'll go ahead and do this pose on the other side. So this time we're going to set the right arm up and then hook the left arm. And maybe so either palms together, left arm comes up, maybe the palms come together on the side, maybe not, maybe it's just the backs of the hands, okay? Both sides can be quite different. And then relax, soften, and settle into this side. So mentally and emotionally, the small intestine translates into absorbing what is useful mentally and relating to and releasing what is not. Our small intestines are overtaxed in our modern times by nutritionally deficit foods and information overload. And that means that they're continually sorting through excessive food that's not useful and information that is also not useful. So think about scrolling through social media and having to sort through tons and tons of emails. This really overtaxes the small intestine meridian. Okay, very gently and carefully, you're going to release this from your body, and we'll actually come onto our backs for the rebound here. And that way you can have your arms down by the side of your body here. And when you're here, just feel into the small intestine meridian, so along the upper back, through the shoulders, through the sides of the outsides of your arms, through the sides of your neck. Also, just check in and feel the difference from the beginning of the class, the way the shoulders are resting against the ground, the upper back, the connection to the ground, just the flow of chi through the upper body. Okay, the next one we're going to do is reclined cow's face pose. So this one is great lying down. I like it. There's a lot of extra, you've got gravity on your side here and you can just relax into it. But if it's too much weight pouring through your shoulders, then you can do it sitting up too. So choose your own adventure here. You're going to take your right arm and tuck it under your hand underneath your shoulder blade. Your hands don't have to meet here. Press into your left foot and bring your left arm up your back. Your palms may meet or may not. And then you can just rest into this here. So when your small intestine meridian is balanced, you will be able to make good decisions and you'll have good discernment. You can go ahead and release this side and just pause in the center and feel the flow of chi through particularly the shoulders and the outside of the arm, the side of the neck. Upper back. Now, when your small meridian channel is blocked, or there's an excess of chi, or there's a lack of energy going into that meridian, then you can experience things like restlessness, inability to focus on one task at a time, pessimism, negative self-talk, inability to make decisions, and you can feel pulled in many directions. So basically, this is the best class possible for me at this time if you were to ask my husband right now before filming this class. I can check restlessness, inability to focus on one task, check, pessimism, check, negative self-talk, check, inability to make decisions, check, feeling pulled in many directions, check. Good thing we're doing this together today.
Yay.
Oh, thank goodness for yoga. Okay, let's do this other side. I think that this, just the nature of what we're asked to go through in our lives right now means that there's just a huge drain on that small intestine meridian, right? Like, look at your inbox, look at the nutritional deficit in our food, look at just the amount of information we have to go through, and it's just like so much tax on the small intestine meridian. Okay, let's press into our right foot, tuck your right arm underneath your torso, and then your left palm on your shoulder blade. Maybe your hands meet, maybe they don't, doesn't really matter. For this, you just want to feel the pulling and pressurizing of the tissue. And even when we just step out of our houses in the day and we go, you know, if you are taking public transportation, there's so much advertising, or if you're driving on the highway, there's billboards, there's just so much competition for attention everywhere, and we have to sort through all of that mentally, and that taxes our small intestine meridian, just all the sorting we have to do mentally, day in and day out. Okay, and then you're going to release and just feel the flow of chi. Okay, we're going to do thread the needle in child's pose. So this might be too much on your knees and ankles, depending on your body. If that's the case, I'm going to show you the modification first. You're going to need to do knees to chest pose here and draw your arm across your body. And I guess I'll start with the left arm because that's what I'm demonstrating. But you can do, it's really nice to do this with your legs wide and your feet against the wall here, because then you don't have to hold on to your feet and you can hold on to your arm. Okay, so that's the modification for knee issues and tight ankles. Otherwise, you can come here and open your knees and walk over to the side. And then thread the needle here. Okay, we're gonna slowly release this side from your body. And we'll just rest on your back for a moment to allow that chi to flow. And then we'll come back and do the other side. So if you're on your back, you're going to take the right arm across now, or you're going to come into child's pose again. Knees wide, and then walk over to the left side now. And thread the needle here. Okay, so go ahead and release this side from your body, and we'll come back onto our backs. And just keep feeling the flow of chi through the outsides of the arms, the upper back, the backs of the shoulders, the sides of the neck, the small intestine meridian. And then I have one more pose for you, one more double-sided pose, because it's a binary, a double-sided meridian. We're gonna do banana asana. So just take your feet over to the left side of your mat and side bend and take your arms overhead. You can either hold on to your elbows or you can hold on to your wrist, whichever feels best for you today. You could even turn your head too, away. Oh, geez, sorry. Okay, so we'll come back to the center and release this side. And then we'll go ahead and take Banana Asana on the other side. So take your feet over to the right side, side bend your spine, and then you can either hold on to your elbows. Remember, this side might be completely different for you. Or you can lengthen out your arms and hold on to your wrists. If you have super tight shoulders, it's a good idea to put a bolster underneath your elbows here as well. Okay, come on back to center. And you can put your bolster underneath your knees for Shavasana. Okay, so as you rest back in Shavasana, just check in and notice the difference between your shoulders from the beginning of the class to the end of the class, the way that your upper back is resting against the ground, the length of your neck, and the feeling of the chi moving through your body, particularly through your arms, the outsides of your arms, the sides of your neck, and your outside, the back of your shoulders. So continue to rest back here to receive your practice, to allow it to settle in and to allow the chi to flow through your small intestine meridians. And I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is by Makita, the Queen of Sheba. And I don't think it has a title. Wisdom is sweeter than honey. It brings more joy than wine. Illumines more than the sun. Is more precious than jewels. She causes the ears to hear and the heart to comprehend. I love her like a mother, and she embraces me as her own child. I will follow her footprints, and she will not cast me away. Wisdom is sweeter than honey, brings more joy than wine, illumines more than the sun, is more precious than jewels. She causes the ear to hear and the heart to comprehend. I love her like a mother, and she embraces me as her own child. I will follow her footprints, and she will not cast me away. So as you take your final few moments in Shavasana, after this yin yoga class for the small intestine meridian, I just want to take a few moments to acknowledge you for your time and for taking this time to practice yin yoga for your small intestine meridian. When you take this time to dedicate to yin yoga and to your small intestine meridian, you will be able to have clarity and discernment and wisdom, so you can really sort through what's important to you in your life, and not just what's important to you, but who is important to you. And this is really needed right now in our world. It's needed for you in your life so that you can put your attention on what's important to you, what you value, and also so that you can spend time and give your energy to those that you love. And I just want to acknowledge that each one of you, I just know that when you take the time for your yoga practice like this, that you are making the world a better place. You know, you are, by taking the time to focus on your small intestine meridian in this way, you are able to sort through what and who is important to you and make better decisions and discern and take better action in your lives, and that makes a big difference. It's like ripples in the pond and it ripples out into the world. So thank you. Thank you for your yoga. So go ahead and wiggle and stretch out. And you can bend your knees and roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to seated. And then we'll close out our class with our mantra so that we draw all that goodness into ourselves first, and then we offer it out into the world. Left palm up, right palm down. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of our own lives contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us together for today's class. And if you made it all the way to the end, give yourself a like and why don't you go in the comments and like somebody else's comment as well and put wisdom is sweeter than honey in the comments and, you know, spread a little bit of that joy that you received from your comments by responding to somebody else's comment. You know, that will make their day as well. So, you know, the most important people in the world are the people that are making a difference by practice yoga. So your peeps are in the comments. You can say hello to them. You don't have to just talk to me. You can talk to each other in the comments as well. So say hello to somebody else who has left a comment as well. And you can leave wisdom is sweeter than honey. And, you know, that's the kind of discernment that you're going to have when you focus on your small intestine meridian. So thanks for sharing this class with other people that you want to connect with in the world. And I want to thank all of you who are contributing and making donations. I actually planned this class a week ago, so I didn't go back and see who's done that since the last week. And I encourage you to join us for Meridian March. This is just an example, a sample of what we do in our community. We have loads of classes for the Meridians, and what we do in our community, you know, you'll really get that attentiveness from me and from the other carriers of the teachings and guardians of the community in our community. Each day we have a Meridian class in March, and we practice together as a community, and we support each other as a community. So that's what's up, and I've got lots of great things planned for you for April as well that I'm working on and researching and planning and filming for you right now as well. Okay. Sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.